It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 868.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? How are we, Squirrel?
Very well. Yes, we were just talking about the fact that for whatever reason, we emulate each other when it comes to the way we wear our hats and hair.
Yeah, you know, men aren't that complex. Females somehow work out to sync their menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. We just work out how to sync our hats.
Absolutely.
Not and as impressive.
We've done that today. You've got your cock forward and I've got my nuts forward. And we're ready
we're
for a good show.
Being our best versions of ourselves. There was a guy that I worked with. I said that we had the same pee cycle. And so it was always running into each other in the bathroom.
Like, sure, he wasn't just going to the toilet. Like, he was there all the time.
Well, yeah, true. To be to the point where I was pushing the door thinking he's going to be there. And I push it and he's fucking there. It was ridiculous. It was funny. That was when I worked on radio in Shepparton. So maybe it was the time. Like, you know, when you sort of draw this coincidence, you know, wow. But it's actually just like, it's when I finish my shift and when he starts his. But I really made something of it. The other morning I was in the car and where we live in Bulleen, it's kind of perched up on the hill. We can see the city. It's lovely. You know, we're living at the top.
The CBD.
Of a hill. Of a hill. And I can get my old radio station's frequency.
Really? Is the station, because I know that is it the Dandenong Ranges, like the Dandenongs, there's like towers there. Is that where surely the tower wouldn't be there if it's going to
Shepparton. No, it's coming from Shepparton, 2 hours away. Because the signal. You're right. I don't know the complexities. I'm not trying to talk.
Do you know how AM works?
But I think it's blowing. I think it's blowing.
Do you know how AM works?
AM radio.
Like the frequency. I don't know much about this, but I was watching This Week in Radio Tech, which is a podcast where they have engineers on being socially awkward, but they talk about cool stuff. And
that's the byline of the show.
It is like that. It's like the people who are never behind the mic get on and try and, you know, work out what to say. But they so I believe the way AM works is it goes out into the atmosphere, goes up and then comes down.
Oh wow. I mean, it's a radio wave. Is that what it is?
Like
it's anyway, so like to be honest, when it's windy and it's blowing the wrong way, you don't get the signal. So I mean, some people believe in, you know, seances. Other people believe in radio frequencies. It's real. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. But right now, when we're recording this in 2020, September 30, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. There's an election debate. It's head to head. It is great television.
Yeah, it is. I mean, is it good for the world?
No, absolutely not. But it is the most bizarre thing because it feels like you're watching a schoolyard brawl, like a convo between kids. Yeah. Like if anything, it's like when you and I just fucking bitch at each other. And we're not,
if Mason was there trying to sort of rein it all in and then we just attack Mason. That's sort of the vibe, isn't it?
It also has the vibe of the movie, you know, you don't really watch movies, but when they go down into bunkers that were created for, like, when the world ended in the 90s. It's like they're old. They have old machines and it has, like, old furniture. I feel like there's an old vibe looking at this, even though it's in 2020. I feel like give it 10 years looking back at that debate, it is this weird.
It's like weird we're looking vibe. At history, right? Like, I think that anytime anything big happens, it sometimes it's that out-of-body experience where it's like you can't pit – like you know that this is going to be – it's like what it must have been like living when like Hitler was doing all his crazy shit, right? Like you would have been watching that being like, fuck.
Yeah,
holy shit. People are going to look back and think how whack this is. And it feels – not comparing it, well, I am. but if it does definitely have that sort of out-of-body, this can't be real.
Yeah. You know, I've said it. We wouldn't put our hand up for the president.
No, definitely
gig.
Not.
Absolutely not. But
don't you think that it reminded me the look, the aesthetic reminds me of when we went into we had to get our visas for the US.
Yeah.
So when we were going to the US, we got they're called A1 visas, which is like a media visa. And through that whole process, like going through the consulate, it just there's a level of tiredness with the decor. Like you can tell that at some point it would have been really fancy and nice, but it sort of lost a little bit of its charm.
Well, I think that's what the White House would feel like. It's like they're holding on to the patriotic vibes of, like, you know, the flags, the leathers, the hunting. It's interesting because you're right. Even the live stream video has that vibe, the colors, the just the grandness of it with a few people. It's like, you know, nothing worse than living in a castle back in the day where you were 40 feet from your partner having dinner. Like, who liked that? Yeah. I mean, good for COVID times, just that social distancing, but so far away.
Yeah, no, it's not great. I mean, it reminds me now of my parents, you know, on either end
of the heads of the table.
Yeah, exactly. No, but they love their iPads.
Okay.
You hear the sirens, by the way. A lot of sirens going on in Collingwood right now.
God.
The world really is ending.
Yeah, hopefully not. But the other night, mate, we had some fun, didn't we? Yeah. I mean, we played something called Funlympics, which is a virtual get together. And you get to have fun. And I was like, this is you wrapped up, JJ. Like,
well, it's got the best of... So, it's from Fun Lab. That they have Holy Moly. They've got Strike Bowling. I like all of these things. But if you've got to go there and all that sort of thing. So, this combines everything, which is the fun that you have without worrying about parking, without worrying about sort of... if things go really bad, you're in the safety of your own home, so you can just turn off the Zoom if you have a blow up with any of your mates.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the other night we got together. It was Tully Smythe, producer Jess, GB, Mr. 97, myself, you, JJ. And all that we were told was you need to come fancy dress. Then they throw the caveat in. At least do your hat. Just wear something on your head that's a bit fancy.
Sure.
And so I built this Akubra hat that had ushies hanging as the cork fly swatters. You know, like the old school cork hat. I just replaced them with ushies. I thought it was very creative.
It was a good, And the thing is, I did the classic panic third, like... To the point where Bree's on a call with someone, she goes, oh, I've got to go and help Josh. He's panicking because I'm running around the house thinking, what do I have? I feel like this is a classic thing when you're in school and it's like there's some sort of dress-up day and it's like the last-minute thing and you end up pulling fucking pipe cleaners together and just do some sort of shitty thing. Actually, even last day of school, we had to get dressed up and I ended up just – getting dressed up in like a tutu. Like there was no... It was just because I was panicked.
Well, your costume had that vibe. Georgie Boy has put together a replay of our Funlympics that he's got and we're going to play it right now.
Here it is.
It's the Daily Talk Show's Funlab Recap. It was a big media company showdown. Three shows competing for the top prize.
I've never wanted to know something so bad in my life.
It was nothing. There was no prize. Too Much Tully versus The Daily Talk Show versus Hump Day Replay. Go, boys. Time to choose the team names from the list.
Pink Pinatas.
You like oatmeal?
Yeah, now let's go orange oatmeal.
White Wabbits, please.
To delegate who competed in which event, we popped into breakout rooms.
Booty sleep. I get it. Booty. Like beauty.
I'll go run up and grab a mandarin. I believe we ate all the oranges. So
what do we do?
You muted yourself.
Round one was the Yeah Boy Challenge.
Yeah!
Yeah, boy!
That was amazing.
Apparel Athletics was up next. First person to put on 7 shirts. Annoyingly, I picked button-ups.
You guys are quick.
Event number 3 was just feeling out a minute.
Here it is.
Put your hands up when you think it's done.
2, 1, bang.
Oh, hang on.
Josh revealed how he wasn't going to cheat.
And so I could have sort of half itched my nose, said, hey, Siri, set the time before 1 minute, but I'm not going to do that.
Jess had some stern advice for Tully.
Just focus, like kind of meditate on it.
And Mason clearly doesn't know how to cheat.
Yeah. Well, can I come clean about something? I've slacked Mason at 50 seconds. I was like...
But this is the thing, I had no headphones on.
I'll slack you at 50 and then you just have to count to 10.
This is not the first time that Mason's been pulled up for not responding to Slacks.
For event number 4, each team needed to find their biggest book.
It's going to be something put on your fucking head or something.
Mason was out early.
Mason's trying off.
And Josh lost his mind and dropped out second. Tommy threatened Ace.
I'm at your house, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
And Jess made kookaburra sounds. And for that round, the points went to Too Much Tully. Round 5 was a stacking challenge with items no bigger than your hand.
No, Jess.
Yes.
No.
Disaster for the oatmeals.
Hey. Tommy, you need...
Oh no,
mate.
The final round was a scavenger hunt. GB won the first 2 rounds. Thank you very much. JJ lost the plot.
That is an animal.
And competitive Jess got disqualified. So the final scores were Orange Oatmeals, aka Hump Day Replay, on 24.
I'll take it.
White Wabbits, aka The Daily Talk Show, on 26.5. And the winners were the Pink Pinatas, aka Too Much Tully, on 32.5.
Look at Josh's face!
And that was pretty much it.
Do you guys want the room for a bit to say goodbye to each other?
No, we hate each other.
No.
We absolutely not.
Epic.
Good work, GB. And thank you, Ace and Dylan, who were the two gronks who looked after us and put up
with
us. Yeah,
they're from Fun Labs. Mm-hmm. And like just connecting the sort of competitive nature with something fun, mm-hmm. you get this weird mix where you get people doing kookaburra sounds and gorilla noises and everyone's smiling but still wanting to win. That's what I love mm-hmm. about it. They've also got like virtual escape rooms, like trivia. Mm-hmm. And you get your own hosts that will run you through these games.
I feel like it's a classic, like, don't you think it's a classic show-off thing that happens? I feel like this is, it's the classic thing that happens at all parties, whether you're, you know, going bowling or the mini golf. You end up, like, there's a sense that you, there's going to be a loudmouth like you who's pushing back on poor Ace, who's just trying to do his job, pushing on the rules.
What's
the website for people to, if they want to?
Partytogether.com.au. Partytogether.com.au. You can
thank you, Fun
jump
Lab.
In
it was
do
great.
It. But you do learn a lot. Like, you're not the best person to go on the team with.
Me?
And I've got you by my. Yes, based on. Mm-hmm. Great for a laugh and you putting yourself out there and probably not winning. But if you want to win. Like, you're willing to get the laugh over the win.
Laugh always over the win. And so that was the thing you said to me. So I can show, do you want me to show the book that I had picked initially?
One of the tasks was, you got to hold it on your head, balance a book, which when you've got a big pill like Josh, you'd think that it'd be quite easy. You know, a lot of brains there.
And so if you're watching the video here, I've got this book by Seth Godin. This is the book that I picked up. Because they didn't say at the start, it's going to go on your head. And you were like, mate, they're going to ask us to put it on your head. And I just pushed forward and said, I'm going to do this. But then they were worried that I was going to break my neck. And so I got to change the book. But that's a good example of I knew the game. I could have tried to rig it. But there is something funny about trying to put – do you know this cost me $200 just in delivery? That's how heavy this fucking book is.
And how much was the book itself? If the delivery is too hungy.
I think it was like a $300-something book. Like all up with the shipping cost more than the book, yeah.
Seth it's Garden.
Great. Yeah.
Very much worth it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a good team bonding experience for the different shows that we have in the mm-hmm. podcast network.
I was like fired up to the point because the thing is, so we did Friday night drinks, we did all these things, but the thing is you need to be on. Someone needs to be organizing it. And so DJ Precious ran out of steam. He started, getting sort of animosity towards everyone. However, this is great because you've got leaders from Fun Lab that are actually facilitating the whole thing. So everyone can relax. It's no one's responsibility. Don't you think that that changed the dynamic? If I had to be like, okay, yeah, everyone, do this, do that, it would have been a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I've been on like ghost tours around the CBD, and it was nice when you just, in those circumstances, I mean, the interactiveness is walking and listening and watching. And so I do like taking the back seat and being able to just be guided and have the fun. Mm-hmm. It is expensive. It is fun. Like the going on tours overseas.
And expensive. Like, is that what you're saying?
They're expensive. Fucking, I was just thinking about our trip to Santorini. That was fucking expensive, dude. But going on that, there is something about just chilling back. I think you and I are always trying to fucking grab the steering wheel off each other. Just fucking back on the road.
So
when you're just chilling out.
I mean, a vineyard tour, like we have we ever gone to a winery together?
Have we? No, I don't think so. They are good. But it is nice when you have the commitment where you're either at a house and you get someone who's driving and, you know, like minibus doing the full tour. Like that is where you just, you know, you chill. I mean, for you and I think it is probably rare that you're ending up not having to put any 2 cents in. It's a real challenge for me. Like if it's like, you know, like how we'll get there quicker. Like it's my mind to scheme how we get somewhere quicker.
Sure.
We don't even need to be there quicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somehow I want to take that back cut to get us to this place real quick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, party buses, it's a bit of an oxymoron, I think. Like the issue with the party bus is motion sickness, especially because you're turning around. Like any time I've been on a party bus, for one, it's normally one of those old Grenders buses. Remember like when you're a kid, you remember Grenders, the bus?
Oh, yeah, the bus company.
Yeah. And so whenever you would go to, I mean, you went to a private school, so you probably had your own coach, but we would just go into Grenders buses, right? That what have
is,
like...
Is that, I mean, this is probably where it was privileged. I never thought about the buses that I was getting on.
Yeah, so it was just like a red, it's sort of a
Did
red
Did you have
color.
Beds in your ones?
That was no first class. No, but they there was like no air con. I just remember like going on, you know, swimming carnival or whatever, and it would be so hot, and you'd feel like you'd almost like burn your knees on the metal seats in front. That sort of vibe. But yeah, so I feel like party buses typically take these old buses that have been retired and then add some strobes. So it's like it's waiting for a fatality, right? Because Funlab don't do buses, do they?
Well, they're all virtual. What they're rocking at the moment, it's very safe.
Yeah, great. Okay, perfect. If they do, I'm sure they're all up to safety. safety code. But
maybe over in bloody Mexico or something. I've seen
I just
my
worry
friend
about flashing lights, turning around, motion sickness, people not in seat belts. I think that a Zoom situation where it's literally like you use Zoom, it's a lot safer.
Well, if you're to talk about whether there's a higher chance of something going wrong while you're driving to work or playing a Fun Labs game, much more chance driving to work.
Yeah.
So you may as well play the Fun Labs, Labs game. It's a good way to put it, JJ. Yeah. There is a bus near my joint in a car park that it's huge. It could possibly be the one from your high school. It is ginormous and it's abandoned. And it's just in a car park, like a car park next to a park that I take Bodhi to.
Like smashed out windows?
Not even. It's just got a sign on the front that says it's, you know, obviously been there too long. Had some like tape on it. But I was like, who the fudge is leaving just a big bus? You're like, I don't want this bus.
Well, you can get... You can get the school bus, the old yellow school buses. You can buy them now, and you can like kit them. Like people kit them out, you know, put coffee machines in, shit like that. Go on holidays.
Logan Paul's got one. The YouTuber, he had one. Or his brother. We went to see Seth Godin in New York, and we caught the train out of Manhattan up the Hudson. I've got photos on my phone that are of a bus yard, and there's something about seeing buses, the American style, the school bus, the yellow, the bright yellow, that just makes you, it's just, there's something about it. And I don't know if they would have that feeling. Do you think Americans see their buses as fondly as like the bus, the vision that Australians might have.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I do wonder
that disrespect
stuff.
For kangaroos in this country is appalling.
What do you think the I just had a thought. So it's the last day of September. And so in 1 month and 1 day, so on November 1, do you know what it is?
Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
It is. Should I do a round of applause?
Oh, yes.
And so we need to start planning. I'm not normally one to plan early, but hasn't that come up so quickly?
That, I mean, thanks to the pandemic, I feel like the last 6 months have just done that, haven't they? Like it's full on. Yeah. I mean, we were thinking about doing the Scouts Hall party.
Yeah.
I mean, the Funlympics stuff you can, and all their other stuff, you can get up to 5,000 people on their Zoom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with mates, I think we counted how many mates?
Well, including us,
I think it was 12.
Yeah, they don't even need to have a premium account for hosting that one.
And so what could we do for, like, what's something special that we can do for Sevs for his 21st birthday?
God, I was just going to say my backyard is big enough to put on something that has everyone. Have you seen the new music festival layouts over in the States? You get like this, their picture a big stage and then on the grassed area, whatever it is, they've built these little elevated stages that maybe are like 30 centimetres off the ground that are flat.
You're describing any stage, aren't you? Or?
No. But these are, this like, they space these out. So picture like a rugby field and you've, or whatever, and you put these little pods that might be 3 by 3 meters and you get to have a little group of people on your little stage.
That's interesting.
And so they're fenced off to each other. So for where we are, you could have like, my backyard's big enough to create 12 pods for each individual 12, person.
No, you can't have a 3 by 3, 12 not, 3 by 3.
Not that big. I wouldn't be as generous. I'd give a meter by a meter. You'd get your own meter. That's all.
Okay. I think
But you and I have 3 by 3s for sure.
I mean, what's some other things that we could do? So I like that idea. I don't want to put the pressure. I feel like you're offering now, but I don't want to put that on. Like what's happening with the chickens? If you have chickens at that point,
They've got their 1 by 1. That's their room. Mm-hmm. No, but so this is all depending on restrictions too, because it is, I don't know if you'll just all of a sudden be able to have 12 people from different, you know, they're all from different houses and bubbles, who knows? And so there is an element that we have to be conscious of the lockdown, so it could be virtual.
Mm-hmm. What would the best virtual party look like? What could we do?
Well, it would be, so each person needs to tap in.
Bring a plate.
What have we learned? What have we learned from doing these things virtually? Like,
to be honest, we probably just need Funlympic. Like, let's just not outsource this. It's just annoying me already. Don't you think?
Yes, we actually. That's exactly what's needing. We need someone to organize it for us. That's what we're saying. That's what we're pleading for. Yeah. Please help. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Can you look after the catering, the alcohol, the games, the activities, all of it? We've got no clue.
Yeah, I just think that let's think of something.
But our big baby's growing up. Mm-hmm. He can finally get his full license.
Any highlights if you look at Mason's career with us so far, his life with us? What's been your favourite Mr. 97 moment?
Oh, God, favourite Mr. 97 moment. Just, there's nothing more than I like seeing that kid swim. Not physically, but kind of physically when he's in an environment.
In the ocean?
No. I've seen him swim. He looks great, though. We swam in the ocean down in, you know,
Laguna Beach, I think it was.
Laguna Beach. But when he gets dropped into a situation like talking to the shameless girls about dating for the first time.
Yeah, sure. That was a highlight. Just,
he's so sincere in his answers and thinks about it and responds like he's mediating some kind of debate between Trump and Biden. But he's just, and seeing him develop from swimming, his lats are growing. You know, his deltoids are really shaping out, both physically and mentally. So collectively, those times where I've loved just seeing him, being on podcasts, all of that stuff. Like it's impressive to watch him come from that kid that, you know, met me for a coffee to chat about doing some.
He wouldn't have had a
work.
Coffee.
Absolutely not.
Or was
Absolutely
he rocking
not.
A hot cho?
I think he got a hot cho. No, got him a little hot cho. But
no one says hot cho, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the guy he is today, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's doing One Trick Tony. He's on that every week, a great podcast. He's doing Hump Day Replay, the daily talk show. He's on a lot of things.
He's swimming.
Like, isn't
he's
it outrageous
swimming and he's
to
bloody
think,
paddling
isn't
well.
It like, isn't it crazy? Like, he's a guy who doesn't even necessarily care about being on podcasts. Like, don't you think?
They're the people you want. Mm-hmm. You always don't want the person who wants to be on the reality TV show being on the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. You want the person that doesn't really care too much, but then will be a perfect candidate and say the things that you don't think they're going to say, and then, you know, the surprise and delight ones.
We need to come up with speeches or something as well. Need to work out, so don't sort of blow your load too early.
No, this is I'll use Descript to transcribe this, and then I'll use the notes from Descript to put it together.
Well, imagine, George, I mean, not to put the pressure on GB, but surely there's got to be a montage of 97 moments.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Let that sit, George.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll put it in Asana. PJB.
All right, guys.
Great. All right. It's a daily talk show. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.